D'mai, Perek, Zayin, Mishnah Bey. So we said in the previous Mishnah what one does Erev Shabbos. He does it for food, and he also does it for drinking as well. This is the way that the Rav and other Mefarshim are going to explain. And now in this Mishnah, we're now dealing with whether it's food or drink. What happens on Shabbos now that the guy is eating by his friend that's an Amaretz? So Mazgu Lo Asakos, and now they pour him the cup. Oimer, so this guest says, Mashani osed l'shaya b'shulei akos. I guess he would murmur this quietly so the Baal Bais wouldn't see. And he said, that which I'm going to leave over at the bottom of the cup, because drinking is a little bit different than solids, because liquids, everything's connected and always moving. So he has to first drink, and then only then, because you can't be mafresh truma in a certain spot, because everything is always moving. It has to be done doing it. The other problem by truma and liquids and tevel, and the Rav brings this down, the Yushalmi asks, truma is only designated at the end, so it turns out that he drank tevel. And if he tries designating truma in the beginning, so he's drinking truma. And he's not allowed to do that either. The Yushalmi answers that here we're talking about a case where he says, me'achshav ulukisha eshte, meaning that it's not going to be a problem of drinking tevel, something that does not have truma taken off, because it's going to be chal before. There's going to be shame of truma that's going to happen retroactively, and it's going to be before he actually starts drinking it, and that truma is going to be in the bottom of the cup. What about meduma? If it's at the bottom of the cup, doesn't that mix with the rest of the cup? And if you're saying that it's at the bottom of the cup retroactively from the beginning, didn't he drink some of that truma? So the answer is that no, because the condition for that to happen only occurs after he finishes drinking the cup. So therefore, he never drank truma and meduma, which is when truma mixes in and we don't know where it is. So the Mefarshim explained that this, obviously, that we're saying that it goes retroactively on this is Breira. And by Derbanan's, by Demai, since it's Derbanan, so that's what the Mefarshim explained, that Breira works. So now back in the Mishnah, Omer, so he says, Mashani osid l'shai b'shulei akos, that which I'm going to leave over in the bottom of the kos harehu meiser. That bottom part is meiser, and he's zeroing again on Trumas meiser, it's a small little part. Ushar meiser samachlo, and also whatever's next to it that's going to complete 10% of the liquids, that's also going to be meiser. Zesh osisi meiser. Also, Trumas Meiser, that first little part that I was referring to when I split up Meiser into two parts, the first little Meiser part, that's going to be Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser Olav, Umeiser Sheni, Bepiv. Now, where's Meiser Sheni? That's Bepiv. That's at the very top of the cup. When the cup is full, the top part that he drank, Umechul Ala Mos, and that's going to be Mechul on Mos, which basically means before he drank it, he's saying all these things. So the highest part of the cup, the highest part of the liquid, that's going to be Meiser Sheni, and he's mechul that on Mos, so he's allowed to drink it now. And the reason he puts it on top, he can't do north and south, obviously, because like Taisis Yontif says, on liquid it's impossible to say north and south, and the most specific place you can say it on of liquid is right at the top of the liquid. You could do it on the bottom too, but we're already using that for Meiser and Trumas Meiser. And it comes out in this Mishnah, the Tiferes Yisrael explains that we're doing almost the same thing that we did Erev Shabbos. We're just saying it again almost, because now we have the food or the drink right in front of us. So even on Shabbos, we should say it again before we actually do it and we're actually being mafreshit. But why did we speak about liquids? The first Mishnah, the previous Mishnah spoke about a solid. So why, when we now discuss what he does on Shabbos, do we switch to liquids? And the Mefarshim explained, because by the meal itself, even many times during the week, they'd have wine before a meal, but for sure on Shabbos, because there's Kiddush. So because Kiddush comes first, therefore practicality, he would do this first on Shabbos, so we speak about Yayin.